Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A few weeks ago, we told you about $15 million fines for garage sales. If you sell any recalled product that's been recalled over the last decade, as if anybody knows, when upwards of 10% of products get recalled, nobody brings them back. Maybe one out of 100. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches with the animal ID, premises ID situation. And now, New York Times is reporting, so is the Associated Press, state tells a mom, you can't babysit your neighbor's kids or CPS will come take them. You got to have a license. And they're now telling homeschoolers in California, you got to have a license to homeschool your kids. Just total criminal government. And Obama says you got to be in school year round. They want to get that going. We've had former head of the Department of Education had a policy on. She was there in the 80s and they were planning all of this greedily. Charlotte Iserby. So that's going on. Each day before the school bus comes to pick up the neighbor's children, Lisa Snyder did a favor for the three of the fellow moms. So many times neighbor kids would come over to our house for breakfast because my mom liked to make breakfast, and two or three of them would come over. She'd make sweet rolls and scrambled eggs. We'd wait an hour, play video games, watch TV or something there in the kitchen, around the living room and have fun. All the neighbor kids like my mom. That's Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. You live in a prison. The social workers are there to let you know you're a prisoner. And the government's growing, and it's going to mind your life. Lisa Snyder did a favor for the three of her fellow moms. Let's get Lisa Snyder on next week, guys. I want to get this mom on. Welcoming their children to her home for about an hour before they left for school. Regulators who oversee child care, however, don't see it as a charity. So you're not allowed to have association now with your neighbors. You are prisoners. You're here to pay money to the bankers, period. Days after the start of the school year, Snyder received a letter from the Michigan Department of Human Services warning her that if she continued, she'd be violating a law aimed at the operations of unlicensed daycare centers. Now, why are they doing this? Well, I'm going to explain it later. The point is, we have Department of Education documents. It came out the CIA-funded Miss Magazine. They want to split up the family, make both men and women work two jobs. So you got to stay at work till 7, 8 at night, like China. So your kids will then start staying 8, 10, 12 hours, 6 days a week, as many as 14 hours a day at government schools. I even heard a caller to News Radio 590 this week on Monday. They were talking about Obama on the morning show wanting to make you go to school year-round. And I heard caller after caller call in and go, I think it's good. I got to work till 6 o'clock. I got to go to work at 7. The bus doesn't come till 8. I don't like leaving them at home. I want the government to take my kids. I pay tax money. Good. Keep my kids. And then soon it'll be, oh, well, you're not able to keep them in a proper environment. They have to live in a government dormitory. That's already started for first 2,000, now 20,000 families in England. Cameras in the homes at birth. Now they're just going to raise the kids, they're announcing, in government dormitories. Oh, it's happening. Oh, it's happening. And just all of you are going to get the green visits, the home inspection visits. They're hiring the 3.4 million Girl Scouts to admittedly help everybody learn how good Homeland Security is and spy on neighbors. Right here in Austin, they give the kids $200 to turn their parents in. They write dossiers for 7th and 8th graders on what's in the medicine cabinet. Does mommy smoke funny cigarettes? This government is as criminal as it gets. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, the exact level of tyranny you're going to live under is the level of tyranny you put up with. All right, I'm going to go to Steve, Dave, Patrick, Dave, and Jeremy. I'm going to hurry through your callers. Through the calls, Jeremy disagrees. I'll go to him first. Good to hear about how bad I am, I'm sure. Whatever, fine. And we will take your calls. And then I want to get into this issue. And then I want to talk about how I'm on the White House enemies list, what I really think of this report. I think most of it's accurate. Paul Watson's got a big report going up at PrisonPlanet.com about this. Also, Charlie Sheen responds to Bill O'Reilly's cowardice and a lot more. Coming up today, you don't want to miss this important broadcast. Please stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to get into the Globe story about, well, myself being on the Obama hit list, is what the headline says, enemies list. We're going to get into a host of other issues, babysitting being criminalized by CPS, basically an act of child abuse. Not allowed to have any communities, not allowed to communicate with your neighbors. You're all prisoners. You're not allowed to support each other. You're supposed to watch TV, turn your kids over to the state, take a bunch of flu shots, and die of cancer and brain damage. That's it. It's called eugenics. And the criminal scientific dictatorship is now expanding, taking over. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Jeremy in California, go ahead.
Hey, man. I wanted to call and disagree about two things. I tried to call a couple weeks ago. And then I wanted to disagree about what's taken place in the last 24 hours. First of all, let me put a disclaimer up. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber.
I know. People always say that. Look, yeah. It's fine, bro. You don't have to preface anything. You went to the head of the line because you disagree. Just make your point, and then I got to move on to other callers.
Cool. No problem. Yesterday you had Steve Quayle on, and multiple times you asked, for example, to get somebody on who he said he was sourcing. And he constantly ducks out of sourcing any of the things that he presents to you. And it's getting old. It's over the top. And I'm just wondering at what point, do we pull the plug on somebody like that and say, hey, Like he told you about a shop owner that had told you something that was just outrageous about gun identification. And you said, hey, we got to get that guy on. And he completely just skated around that. And it's just, you know, it's too much hearsay.
Now, well, I don't want to attack Steve here. Let me just say this. We're going to have major breaking news tomorrow and Friday on the Hardin, Montana situation. Believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday. Word of the wise is sufficient, ladies and gentlemen. A little bird told me to tune in tomorrow. Believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow. Now, Quail, before this was all over the news, told me about this last week. And he told me they were putting police decals on their cars, that it was a foreign-owned company, that it was secretive, and that it was a FEMA center. Now, all of that then later came out on the news. If you go to Paul Watson's latest article on it, it's in the featured news archive. Now, it rolled off the main screen from last night. He has a news story up there, but you want to go to he's done three stories. The second one has all the local, or I can't say all, I don't know if it's all of them, but like 10 or 11 or maybe more video links to local news and CNN admitting it's a site they're looking at for Guantanamo detainees. Then I went and pulled up articles saying they may put, quote, U.S. terrorists there too. Montana's the main state. They're also using a supermax nearby that already has animal rights activists and other people in it. Very, very suspicious and bizarre. And so about 95% of what Quail told me beforehand turned out to be accurate. Now, yes, I called him this morning. He said he's working on the story. He also has a business to run. I'm trying to get him on today. He says he can come on tomorrow. He's working on these sources, working on letting me talk to them. A lot of times, and I know how this is, we'll have a nurse or a police officer or a congressman or a general, and they're ready to come on, and then last minute they cancel. Whistleblowers get cold feet. And it's one thing if somebody knows Steve because he lives up there, and they'll talk to him. It's another thing to get him to come on air. You know, I have sources all the time that I can't give out. And so you really got to judge on how often is Steve right. And he's right a lot of the time. And a lot of times he prefaces what he says with, this could be happening, or this could be an operation, or they could be getting ready to green light this. And then he'll say, I believe they are. Again, he's one of our guests. He's not the one that's American police force owned by some foreign company. And they even told the state legislature. We have video clips of state senators and the governor's office and other people saying it's secretive. They won't tell us either. And we're about to open hearings at the state level. They were patrolling. Okay. Until 2 days ago there, until it hit the news. They did hire the Billings Gazette reporter who'd written positive articles about him. Suddenly she quit her job and now works for them. I mean, this is a creepville. So, regardless, you can listen to what Steve has to say, take it or leave it, okay? It isn't about Steve. I mean, are you saying this isn't a FEMA camp? Are you saying there isn't a shadowy Merc group that runs mercenary operations worldwide involved? Have you seen the videos on the news? I mean, what are you saying?
I've seen, Alex, I've seen all the reports. I've seen what's going on. I live in Los Angeles. I know that they're trying to privatize our men's central jail because they want to free up more manpower for the streets. I don't doubt that there's FEMA camps. I do doubt a guy that says that a certain general informed him that we're being fattened up for giants. I do want sources. I want to know who that general is. I want to know who that shopkeeper is that said they're going to ID guns by some certain imprint on them. I mean, I already know they're going to do that with
ammunition. Well, I didn't hear the giant thing, Gary, but listen. This is a disease, though, in our country. The Federal Reserve is private. And I'm getting questions about Steve Quail. I'm getting questions about Lionel LaRouche, who I have nothing to do with and don't really agree with on his solutions. I already said that. And yes, I know Steve has written some interesting books about the Bible and about the Nephilim and things like that. And those are interesting things he's written. I know he wrote about weaponized flu and a lot of things that are documented. So, you know, we have Steve on because he lives in Montana and covered that. But see how we're all talking about my guest? Instead of Associated Press, the state tells the mom, kids can't come over in the morning, three neighborhood kids, to have breakfast. You're not allowed in America to have the neighbor kids over for breakfast, even if the neighbors want their kids over. You're a prisoner. Heaven help us. I mean, look, I understand why the psychology of this works. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have eyewitnesses on the ground in Montana, okay, tomorrow and the next day. I'll leave it at that. Okay? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's try to have a conversation. Holy mackerel. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. I did some research on the American Police Group or Force, whatever they call it, and their insignia is the coat of arms of the Republic of Srpska, which is the coat of arms of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, and the guy that heads it up does have three different aliases. He speaks with a foreign accent. It's a little old man smoking cigarettes. I have leased the $27 million facility. We are bringing in mercenary trainers. I will tell you no more. I will not tell you who the prisoners are. I mean, we're going to try if we have time to play some of these newscasts. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And, I mean, it's bizarre. And they are driving around, and they've got the head of the Economic Development Group, the Twin Rivers Group, whose wife's running for mayor. And she's on there saying, don't worry, just go with it. Don't ask questions. I mean, these are bizarre statements. They're on there saying, we can't tell you what we're going to be doing. It's a secret. I mean, this is bizarre. And, well, we did put that on the cars that they're police, and this is what we'd like to happen. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, it's the coat of arms of a foreign country, so that really struck me.
It's mainly foreign mercs. They admit that.
Yeah.
And you know, I had the guy on who was the first one to tell me about this.
The other thing real quick I wanted to just kind of put out that you probably have already seen it is the CDC drafts of an isolation order for H1N1. And this thing tells you you're not going to go anywhere. This is it's an isolation order from the CDC, a swine influenza A, and it says you may have been exposed or are suspected of being exposed to swine.
Yeah, we've posted that under level 6. They can do mass quarantines, lockdowns if they think you might be sick. And what they're drilling to do is set up checkpoints and just drag you off and then let you out in a few weeks. And it'll set the precedent. Yeah, you get grabbed by guys in the backs of army trucks with the police. And it's normal to, you know, I was in a camp once. They released me. They gave me a lollipop and a care package. Hey, they had a local band come play for us. See, it just sets the precedent of, oh, just like you put a feeder out to train wild hogs to come in to be trapped. And for a month, you feed them and let them get away with it. Or put range cubes out for them or a salt lick out for them. And the pigs are like, hey, this is pretty good. It's nice to have the army out here running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers. And it's just all conditioning.
Most people I know won't stand for this. They won't take it. They won't stand for it. So, but that's all I had for you. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that story 2 days ago. Watson posted the CDC, or maybe it was Kurt, CDC document, and I told them to do this back in April, and I don't think they've reposted it since. We need to put a small banner on the right-hand side of each site that says Flu Archive, where all the documents, all the inserts, all the eyewitness reports, all the stories are posted. In fact, right now, call Kurt, call Watson, call Steve, tell them, create an archive, because it's hard to find all these, so many roll on and roll off. Update the archive. We got WordPress. It's easy. Get it up on both sides. We don't need a big giant banner, just a side banner saying flu news or, you know, tracking the flu. Because it is so vitally important. Let's talk to Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, you're on the air.
First off, it's a real honor speaking with you today, sir.
Good talking to you.
I'm calling just because a few days ago I heard on your show that some of your crew was arrested illegally by the police at G20.
One of my crew members, and then also Luke Radowski and other We Are Change members, yes, and then tortured by the military.
Right. Well, I mean, you're familiar with Barry Cooper. He was on your show before. I've been talking to him. He's been helping me file a lawsuit against the local police department here for false arrest. And I talked to him about your situation. He wants to help you guys out, come on the show, and educate people about...
Yeah, well, that's nice of Barry. We sell some of his videos. It's just, yeah, we go around and sue people, and that's good for some folks. But we have to pick our battles. And that's good for some people to do. With us, we don't have time to do that as all this news is breaking and developing. But Luke Radowski may have to because they've charged him with a bunch of stuff. But thank you. We'll be right back.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to David in Montana. Got the private mercs running around, running $27 million detention facilities. They're openly saying they may put suspected terrorists in. That's confirmed. Mainstream news, CNN, the local Billings News, TV, radio, print. It's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Let's go to David in Montana, Big Sky Country. David.
Rick, let us live while we live. Good to talk to you, man. Hey, this joint in Hardin, it's been a talk point on talk radio out here for in Montana for a while. It was built to be a private prison. They couldn't get prisoners for it. So now, a week ago, it was reported to us that it was going to be an international police training facility, and later on that they're going to get prisoners there.
Yeah, you're going to have foreign mercenaries training. I've got more than five newscasts where the group is saying that. Weirdos with foreign accents going, yes, we will not tell you the specifics of it, but it will be ours now, training for anti-terror personnel, and we will be your police department, and we will hold prisoners here, and we get additional 5,000 acres, as I did formerly trained in Transylvania. I mean, and then people are in denial about this.
And the biggest pig bait, I think, is credit cards, man. They got everybody thinking they can't live without them. And Iran is the biggest bank that doesn't use interest, so you wonder why we want them out of the picture. We won't be able to make no money going through there because they don't use the interest.
Well, going back to Hardin, Montana, I mean, what are locals saying about this, and what are they saying now about American police force, which is anything but American, driving around with its double eagle Illuminati insignia? It's not just a Serbian symbol, with saying they're the local police.
You know, it's on an Indian reservation, so that you know, supersedes a lot of different kind of laws, you know. So it's on the Indian reservation that the Little Bighorn was fought on.
Yeah, the Little Bighorn's 15 miles away, though, according to the maps I have.
Right.
So it borders the reservation and the town of Hardin. Are you saying Hardin is in the reservation?
It's in the reservation. According to my map, it's got, you know, the lines there.
Well, that's why CNN...
It's in the northwest corner of the Indian reservation.
Well, that's why CNN said they're looking at it, because it's like Guantanamo in Cuba. It's kind of like a no man's land.
It's a different nation, right? You know, they're under, you know, because...
Then what did the tribal police say? I mean, I know the sheriff of Bighorn won't talk about it.
It's about 500 miles away from me. I'm way up in the northwest corner of Montana, up by Canada, by Glacier National Park.
Well, that's beautiful up there. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Arkansas. Gary, you're on the air.
It's nice to talk to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you, Gary.
I wanted to say thanks for the way you point out the way that these people operate. I live up here in a little tiny community up here in North Arkansas. It's non-corporatized, and that's the reason I moved up here several years ago. But even up here, they infiltrate by taking over the Masonic lodges, and then the Masonic lodges bring in outside law enforcement people into the county. And that's happened here. It's happening in all the counties. And then suddenly
they put fines and fees on you when you're living out on a farm, and bureaucrats say, you will let me in. I am doing an inspection. They're just nothing but blood-sucking maggots.
Absolutely, and there's going to come a point of tyranny at some point when each man's going to have to decide that it's beyond his ability to live under anymore. And I'm going to curb what I really want to say, because I know we're being monitored. But I'm really embarrassed at the men of this country, because when I grew up, we were strong individuals. I'm 45, and I remember what this country used to be like. And when a man wouldn't put up with this, whether it came from a police officer or a politician or whoever, tasering little girls and women because they don't get out of the police car fast enough, putting pepper spray in children's eyes and beating old ladies in the head. What in the hell is wrong with you men in this country? You better get down on your knees and pray, and then stand up and get ready to fight. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this to what you just said, and it was well said. They've got all their excuses and all their rationales for warrantless blood draw checkpoints and face scanning cameras and police in black uniforms and police dogs attacking all women in Pittsburgh for the G20. But they didn't do this in the past. This is all new. They may have a bunch of slick excuses for it, but it's all new, and the whole Homeland Security thing was set up for the American people. We were lied to, and I told people day one. God bless you, Gary. Mike, Sandra, Joe, Matthew, and others, your calls are coming up. We'll get into the enemies list of the White House that I'm reportedly on. I tell you, that's creepy. and a lot more. Stay with us. Ray McGovern's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
We're going to continue with your phone calls. Got a bunch of financial news to cover as well. And yes, Paul Watson's writing a big article. We'll be up the next 30 minutes or so dealing with how I've been listed by the White House on the enemies list. I want to give you the full history of the enemies list under Nixon, Clinton, and others. In fact, that article did just now go up on PrisonPlanet.com. Yours truly, Alejandro Jones, now on the White House enemies list. And they're reporting in the news that Bill Clinton is running the list. And I'll tell you, that's disconcerting because Bill Clinton, hundreds and hundreds of people that were on his list, and it did come out, mainstream news, he did have a list, they would end up dying. And I don't want to die. I'll be honest with you. But you know what? The tree of liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what the shirt says I'm wearing right now. Gadsden flag on the front. Don't tread on me on the back. A Thomas Jefferson quote. Speaking of that, before we go to this guest who's doing yeoman's work for liberty and freedom in the alternative press, you can get all the great T-shirts and materials. We have some new T-shirts. We have more than 50 different shirts now, but everybody requested a Gadsden flag shirt. So we made the yellow one, the classic yellow shirt with the snake on the front and the Thomas Jefferson quote on the back. We now have several variants of other Gadsden flag shirts. We have a pre-Revolutionary War one, Join or Die. Actually, Benjamin Franklin engraved this in the 5 years leading up to the start of the war, saying that New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Vermont, South Carolina, North Carolina, and others needed to join. So it's a snake severed in pieces. It says Join or Die, Infowars.com on the front. And on the back, it's got a beautiful logo that Janae, our great graphics lady, put together. It says Join, Infowars.com. So just check it out at Infowars.com. New shirts, several other new shirts have been added. We also have a deal where you can get the Obama Joker shirt variants. And when they're sold out, we're not making any more. And they're getting close. But if you pre-order Fall the Republic, my new film, it's coming out October 21st, we are setting aside the Obama Joker shirt for you. So in the next 2.5 weeks, so when we ship it out to you, you can get one of those shirts for $5.95. That's very close to cost. And it shows Obama with InfoWars under him, Obama with the word socialism under him, Obama with the word fascism under him, and Obama with the term New World Order. Now, as the shirts sell out, we will have to remove options. So if you want to get one of these shirts with put out by us, it's a collector's edition, get your order in now, and you can get it discounted down to basically cost. I think it's like a dollar above cost when you get it with Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic is the most powerful film. It is a quantum leap above anything I've made. And we've made some powerful films. Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Terror Storm, the Obama Deception. Obama Deception's great for shattering a left-right paradigm, showing how Bush and Obama work for the same people, both parties controlled. But this is a quantum leap, and the budget's twice, or roughly twice, a little bit under twice, actually, any film I've ever made. And it's got so many informative people in it. And we've got a listing of some of those folks that are in it. But just briefly, Webster Tarpley. It's got G. Edward Griffin. It's got Jesse Ventura. It's got Max Kaiser. It's got John Perkins. It's got Black, the economist. Alan Watt. Alan Watt is just amazing. Alan Watt's a big part of it. And you think Alan Watt's strong on the radio. I mean, he is major presence on camera. It's volume one. Volume two is coming out March 15th. We ended up with like a 4.5 hour film, so I decided just to cut it in half and make two volumes and then update and beef up the second volume, which is going to be on eugenics and the extermination plan and how to beat them. This one's on the banking takeover, who the New World Order are, how they're using the TV to mesmerize, mind control people, the Stasi spies. It is a quantum leap, and I didn't even mention half the people that are in it. We went to tent cities. We went and interviewed the Oath Keepers. The extras have got Charlie Sheen and the Oath Keepers. It's a 2-hour, 24-minute film, so it's a big one. It's a classic Alex Jones film. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. And get it discounted with other videos and books like Camp FEMA. And you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Even if you're going to write to us or order online, if you have questions, you can call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So pre-order Fall of the Republic today if you want to be the first to get it, because in the order the orders come in, in the order they come in, that's how they're shipped out. We'll probably get it 4 or 5 days before the date. We got it off earlier to the manufacturers this year. We usually get it like the day before. So if we do get it early like we're supposed to, I will start shipping 3 or 4 days before. So a lot of you, because it ships UPS, will get it on or before the date. But can't make any promises. We're really overstrapped here, but we've hired a lot of other people in the back office and then shipping seasonally just for this. So we're really trying to get this out early, not just on time. So again, Fall of the Republic, Infowars.com, pre-order today, or go ahead and write to me, and by the time your mail gets here and we get it packaged up, we're 2 weeks away now from the release of the film. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Okay, enough said on that front. coming up. Gore Vidal tells the Times of London, we'll have a dictatorship soon in the U.S. And we already do, pal. We've had Vidal on before, Al Gore's cousin. We'll have him back on again. We go to Dan Feit. He's an internet developer, volunteer journalist with the Twin Cities Into Media and a former political reporter for the Minnesota State Capitol. The cameraman who shot most of the video is not available, but one of the editors would be happy to talk, and that's the fellow that shot this. That's Dan Feit, the person that put it up, so he can speak to it. And he's also been covering the preliminary trials of people and what people are being charged with. The young lady who the police come up and knock her down with a billy club with brute force, knock her down again, and she picks up her bike and just kind of tosses it at him. They've charged her with felony assault on the godlike stormtrooper. So, now, common law and the Bill of Rights says you can defend yourself against illegal assault. But they say no. And even people that didn't assault them, they're charging them with this. But the video that's gotten, last time I saw it, 60-something thousand views, there's a lot of other videos. We have similar video. We're just now getting uploaded. My guys just got back this weekend. When Rob Dew got out of jail, he came back and one of his best friends died of cancer, 30-something-year-old woman. Everybody's dying of cancer now. It's all part of it. Take your shots. Everything's fine. But cancer viruses are in it, but that doesn't matter if it's admitted. Just take them. Doesn't matter if it's in the insert. Just take them. Take them. Eugenics. But Dan Feit, good to have you on with us. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, Alex.
Okay, you were there for this. You edited the video. You give us your boil-down take on the G20 police riots we witnessed, and culminating on Friday night with the assault on peaceful people in a park, hunting people down, and then what's happening now?
Sure, absolutely, Alex. Well, I'm from Minneapolis, and I was motivated to come out and check out the G20 because last year we had the Republican National Convention come to town, which was another national security special event, another heavily militarized and federalized operation. It's kind of half security operation, you know, half live exercise. No one's really accountable for anything in the Joint Command Center and all that kind of thing. So I felt like I'd already kind of seen the sort of tricks that they pull and the playbook they're using. And so I felt pretty prepared to figure out what was going on at the G20 and help the people that live here protect their constitutional rights and protect themselves from police brutality, use video and video cameras and being out on the streets to cover what's really going on, as well as expose police operations, such as the video with the three provocateurs in the march that
we're going to talk about that, but I wasn't there, but I had my crew there, and yeah, watching all the hundreds of YouTube videos, it's safe to say this was a massive escalation from Denver, yeah, or from Minneapolis, St. Paul, sound weapons, rubber bullets, yeah, bean bags, CS, tear,
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, and all the different police units from different
police
parts of the
dogs,
country.
Billy clubs, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all the different police units from different parts of the country bring different weapons, too. I tried asking them what their munitions were, and they didn't want to tell me. But, yeah, I think the new precedent-setting thing is the idea that somehow somebody wants us to accept the idea that directed energy weapons or the long-range acoustic device, the LRAD, should actually be okay with being used against American demonstrators in our own country. And I just, you know, the big question is, well, who's pushing that agenda? Who's trying to tell us that that's normal?
We know. The head of the Air Force says use it on Americans, then you can use it worldwide. If you can use it in Fallujah, why not,
right,
use it here? Why not use swords?
Yeah, exactly. And so they're trying, you know, reset the norms of our society. And then they use really advanced, you know, information warfare, kind of information operations tactics to manipulate the mainstream press. And
they admitted this was all a test with the,
yeah,
Army and Secret, mm-hmm, Service and FBI. They're running it from a command center. Did you hear about,
yeah,
my reporters got there Wednesday night, went and tried to talk to the military, and then they said that they ran and were maybe terrorists, and so they put them in databases. And I called the cops, and they admitted it. I mean, these are sickos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, is the National Security Special Event, it's very clear that the normal, you know, supposed restrictions of constitutional government get thrown out the window, and you have paramilitary operations. I mean, the thing with the NSSC is that there's so many different organizations involved, and it's totally kind of a collectivist, or no one's ever really responsible for any of the actions that
it's
actually going on.
It's a mass bully feeding event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You get to beat up young, good-looking girls, and, hey, do you ever,
yeah,
want to attack an old lady? lady with shopping bags coming out of a shop with a police dog. This is your chance. You wanted to be a Nazi? This is your chance.
Yeah, and the police are totally anonymized. Like, I filmed numerous. They were supposed to supposedly all be wearing armbands.
Secret police.
The undercovers. Yeah, but they're not wearing armbands. You can't tell their identities. Quite apart from the undercover provocateurs, even the regular police, you can't find their armbands. They come from, you know, Palm Beach County. They come from, like, Louisville. They come from across the country to do this stuff. And they're not really held accountable for anything they do.
It's like a big deer hunting event. It's like a big deer. I mean, I've seen the Miami police who were there shoot a woman in the face with a rubber bullet for no reason and then laugh about it afterwards at the debriefing. Famous video of the Miami police from the World Trade Organization. But expanding on that, I'm sure you've seen the video of the men in fatigues in a champagne police car grabbing somebody and dragging them. And then G20 said, well, those were private contractors. Have you found out who they were?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I did personally film another snatch squad that looked pretty similar, there were just snatch squads roaming around all over the place. That was another question we had from the RNC as well, is to what extent private security can do these kinds of things.
So snatch squads. Tell me about the snatch squads.
Well, you know, it's just like you never knew when people would either, you know, they would just pop up and just basically grab people. I mean, I was on a bridge and then all of a sudden a bunch of guys jumped out of a squad van and just dragged this kid right off. And I happened to get footage of that because I was right there and already filming. But, you know, it's a sense of fear. You know, it's basically trauma-based behavior modification. That's always kind of been
the tactic. Yeah, in Baghdad, if you're a political candidate, even for high office who doesn't play ball, they admittedly just snatch you off the street, put a bag over your head, and murder you. So these are murder teams.
Yeah, speaking of bags over the heads, I have to tell you, a young man from Minneapolis who was videotaping with us, Nathan Monkelin, he was picked up really close to Luke Rutkowski down there on Friday night when they were, you know, assaulting everybody down at the Cathedral of Learning in Pittsburgh. And they stuck him with two assault charges and set his bail at $8,000 with two assault felonies. He was videotaping, and the video evidence that he was taping would clearly show, you know, the kind of police brutality that was going on. And so I think we finally got his bail lowered down to $800. So I think he's going to be out later today. But because they pretty much needed to stick someone from out of state with some felonies, they claimed that he was spitting, and they did put the bag over his head. And then, you know, apparently the FBI was grilling him and all this weird stuff when they were being processed.
Well, Luke Rudowski said that they stripped him down. He didn't tell the whole story on air, as it's embarrassing. Made fun of his private parts, basically. They did that. They took my guys to the bathroom, made fun of Dew. They then beat him with batons and said, this is happening because you were a TV star. And he said the Army was doing this with the FBI.
Yes. Yes, yes. We do know that the military was all over the detention facility. Apart from that, you know, it's simply an issue of, like, you know, what's the legal transparency here? Under what authority are these people operating? That's really the big question. I mean, that is really a core question. One thing I want to point out is that we need to know if any of these Army units were under Army Regulations 381-10, which is U.S. Army Intelligence Directives, which includes, like, what they're allowed to do with domestic intelligence. We don't know, kind of, if you will, the legal framework or the operating system of all these different units doing all these different things.
But here's an example.
We're being conditioned to accept it. We're being conditioned to accept that this kind of operation shouldn't be questioned. You don't know what's going on.
We're being acclimated. But let me throw this at you because you sound really informed. It's refreshing. Here's an example. 3 or 4 years ago, it happened in Houston and Denver. So Texas and Colorado. They would call up high school students and say, if you don't come sign the paperwork to join the Army or Marines, I will put you in prison. This is an order from the president. You are drafted. Now, that was a total color of law lie. It was a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said at the time, I said, those men are following orders because it's the same script on the answering machines. They wouldn't be leaving this on an answering machine if they weren't being ordered to do it. The Army said, we will discipline them. They promoted both of the men to entire state-level recruiting when they were caught.
Of course.
The point is, even their regulations are bad enough. That's for public consumption.
Right,
they have a real operating system.
Yeah, absolutely. I also want to throw in really quickly that, you know, there were some raucous protests and there was some property destruction, but the police destroyed a huge amount of journalists' property. They destroyed a ton of cameras, a ton of video cameras. They take everybody's tapes, anyone that they get. So whenever Nate gets out of there, we're going to be lucky to even get our camera back, but it's almost a certainty that we certainly won't get the tape back. This is very systematic. This is because any single tape could hurt them in these lawsuits that are eventually going to come down. And that is part of this system, and, you know, no one's ever going to put the brakes on it. No elected official is going to say, oh, yeah, we can't keep stealing tapes, you know?
Well, we're about to go to break and come back and do one more segment with you on the provocateur cops breaking people's cameras.
Sure.
And this always gets confused, and I guess on purpose through a straw man argument.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all anarchists are feds. What I'm saying is they've been caught in Denver Post. They've been caught in Ottawa. Ottawa News reported that. They've been caught in France. They've been caught in Germany. They've been caught working for the police. That is, some of them.
Yeah.
Or police dressed up like them. And then the anarchists always send me emails and post articles saying, I'm a liar, I'm saying all anarchists are feds. That's not what we're saying. Clearly, they also linked in this latest article to your video and said it's made up, those aren't cops, those are them.
Well, right. Yeah,
sounds like they're working for them. Sounds like the anarchists, in this case, are working for them.
Well, people don't even believe this stuff is real, but it is real, and that's what people need to realize, is that this stuff is happening, and it was staged. Like, stuff is crazy, it was out here, and it is for real happening.
Yeah, they thought people were just telling us it was fake, that the men in uniforms weren't grabbing kids off the street. Now
right.
The G20 admits it. I mean, folks, there is video of old women coming out of shops being attacked by police dogs. This really happened. Stay there, Mr.
Right.
Fike.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
We've got to defend this republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Dan Feit. Dan, fire out any websites where folks can see your powerful video and the different news reports you've been posting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm with the Twin Cities Indie Media, so you can check that out at tc.indymedia.org. Our local Indie Media chapter, which has been terrific, they're great people, is that IndiePGH.org, and my personal website is hongpong.com.
All right, let me throw this at you, and then I want to talk about the provocateur cops. Clearly, cops have seen it over and over again. It's been admitted in other cities. This is not our opinion. The anarchists always do this straw man. If you criticize any of the violence, if you criticize cops dressed up like anarchists, if you hold up Denver Post admitting it and the police admitting it, they say it doesn't exist and we're liars. They then are now attacking your video and our article saying those aren't cops. That means they've got to be cops or something, even though I'm giving them benefit of the doubt and saying they're not all cops, if they're knowingly deceiving and attacking your video.
Sure. Well, I guess what I would say is that, you know, you got to have a balanced look at and a good sensibility of this. Like, if you're out at the demonstration, there are certain people that just don't look right. There are young kids that get up in the black block, and it's like they were not organized.
But you've always got big, giant, muscled cops. They put the tough guys in.
And
they're always wearing the same thing. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, they always look wrong. They always just physically look wrong in every way. They're always too old and too big looking. And the thing is, like, you can interact with someone who is in a black block, and they act kind of normal. But when you challenge someone who's an undercover, they act really weird. And I just want to say, like, that's what our group has been doing, is using tactical media to confront these people, get them out of marches so that they
can't create
provocation.
Well, I want to talk about that, but at the Fortune 500 here in Austin in 99, I came over and confronted them, and cops ran across the street in uniform and said, leave our officers alone, and they pulled them out and put more in.
Right. Yeah, and so basically, what the only thing you can do to defend people's constitutional freedoms and right of assembly is to just monitor things, like challenge these guys that are up in this stuff. And, you know, and that applies as much at the organizational level of protesting as it does out on the streets. But
I'll have you back on because you're a great guest, but we're out of time. Briefly, tell me about the provocateurs this time and the cops breaking people's cameras in this video.
Yeah, sure. I mean, basically, like, it was just one of those things. Like, the cops were definitely willing to break people's cameras upon when they were getting arrested. In this particular video, before our camera guy got there, they broke off someone else's lens. You know, there were always just, you know, weird guys kind of hanging around on the edges of marches, especially in the back and that kind of thing. So you just got to mobilize people to have full, you know, situational awareness of what's going on, because these people don't seem organic. Like, you can tell that something's wrong with them, and then you just have to, everyone has to work together and peacefully, you know, defend our constitutional rights and expose them and get them out of there, because there's enough, like, uniformed police around to look after the safety or whatever. There's no reason for all these undercovers to infest everything all the darn time.
Well, they're not very good undercovers. Their eyes are always jacked up.
They never are. That's the other thing. They always look wrong, and I don't understand why they can't, like, I don't
know. Well, no, they're afraid.
I don't know.
I mean, these guys are like a cat when it puffs up or a dog when it puffs up. Their eyes are all crazed. They're that weird.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is also, people need to realize all this intimidation, all these tactics, like, it's what they call security theater. It's a lot of bluster. It's a lot of dudes, like, marching around looking tough. And
well, that's why they beat on their, that's why they beat on their armor with the billy clubs.
Yes, absolutely. That was amazing, and that's the exact kind of, like, group psychology that, and elite deviants, really, when they are really all anonymized like that, when they feel they can act as a mob themselves, that's when our Constitution
is suppressed. They're the ones really being psychologically manipulated. Dan Feit, thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.